This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 562, going from a 6 to an 8 in IELTS grammar scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn exactly why the examiner is giving you a 6, 7, or 8 in grammar on IELTS speaking and writing tests.
Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastically. It's another gorgeous day here. I think I'm going to go do a HIIT workout.
Do you know, my gosh.
Do you do those, the HIIT workouts?
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's like high intensity interval training or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys, if you have, I know that usually we tell you if you have like 5 to 10 minutes to fill it with English, but you can also do a little bit of exercise. There's all these awesome HIIT apps because I get really busy during the day, right? And if I have like a 20 minute break, then I could do this like 10 minute super intense workout.
Wow.
And it's fantastic. So yeah, that's I'm going to go to the park and do that.
Oh, that's awesome. I have trouble sometimes pushing myself to like work harder in the middle of a workout. Sometimes I'll just be like, oh, this pace is good.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be like, I'm just going to walk now.
Totally. And that's totally. Yeah. I feel like if I run with Ozzy for 40 minutes, you know, a lot of that is stopping so he could smell things and do his business in the flowers.
Right.
And I'm just like listening to a podcast and like sauntering. Yeah, sure. I'm jogging, whatever. But I think like just like 10 minutes of a HIIT workout is like more exercise than a 30 minute jog.
That's the beauty of interval training, right? And this applies for our listeners too with IELTS prep. It doesn't always have to be a huge long slog of a training session. It can be just very short sprints.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a really good analogy though. I really like that. I think, getting past that sort of big daunting IELTS picture, just starting, right? Like, I know it's huge, guys, but you're not running a marathon. You know, you're not going to be training for 6 hours a day or whatever. It's handleable. It's manageable. Yeah. It's a lot of work, but once you have everything organized and set out in front of you, like with the three keys study plan, then you could see, okay, you know what? Today I'm just going to do this. And it's just like 20 minutes. You learn a bunch of strategies that will change your score. And that's more effective. That 20 minute lecture is more effective than surfing online for 3 hours, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love that. It's such a good use of our time. As adult learners, we have to make smart use of our time. We have to do things in between times, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of how Three Keys IELTS is online, that we can do that. And we talked about that in yesterday's episode, guys. So if you want to hear more about the benefits and drawbacks of working online with a course, go to that episode. That was what episode number, Jessica? Was it 561?
561.
Okay.
You're right.
Yep. 561. Awesome. So what are we going to dig into
today? Today we're talking about grammar, you guys. So I'm still doing the Facebook Live, and that is growing. The audience for Facebook Live is huge right now, guys.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. You guys can ask any IELTS questions that you have. I get to as many as I can in the 30 minutes. So every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, go to Facebook, join the All Ears English group page, and then you can get onto the Facebook Live for IELTS. Okay. So we had a good question there about grammar. So this person says, I am stuck at a 6.5 in writing and speaking, even though my reading score is a 9. Ooh, so right there, guys. I mean, high level student, why stuck at a 6.5, right?
Wow.
So this person is pretty focused on the grammar part, though. So she continues, and my mistakes are about simple grammar mistakes, such as missing an A or an S for plurals, etc. What should I do? All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to talk about grammar and what the different scores mean for grammar, right? Like what those definitions are of a 6, a 7, an 8. But I just want to say, first off, guys, if this is a high-level student, I don't think she's stuck at a 6.5 because of grammar, right? There are a lot of other scores there. Like, Lindsay, I'm going to quiz you. Hmm. What else is a student graded on in speaking, for instance?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things. So we could talk about our tone, our pronunciation, our vocabulary, right? There's a lot of ways that we could increase our score beyond grammar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I think, you know, if this student is listening today, I'm not going to say the name, not sure if she wants me to, but, I would encourage you to not focus too much on the grammar. And that's not the efficient way to raise your score, right? I would focus on, like, what does the exam want? That's the thing. This person has obviously a high level of English, reading 9. So now you need to focus on what the test needs from your English, right? You have a lot of English. What do you use on the exam? What is based on the scoring system? So I think just really focus on what the examiner wants.
Yeah.
And 3 keys, that's all it is. Every exercise, every piece of advice is on how to get you that 7 or higher in writing and speaking.
Yeah, exactly, guys. And then once you get your target score with us, you can, you know, move to your target country and then you can improve your grammar as much as you want. I know that grammar is kind of the easiest place to go when you talk to a teacher and you say, oh, my English isn't good enough. It's my grammar. I never get the right tense. But for IELTS, it's not as important as other things. Everything has their own importance, and you really need to just change your mindset when it comes to IELTS prep and focus only on that target score.
I like how you said it's easy to talk about grammar when you're in front of a teacher, because that is so true. That is how we're comfortable learning English.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right? This is how I learn English. I study grammar. I do worksheets. Right. So but that's the easy way out, guys. And it doesn't help increase your score. Right?
That's just what anyways. You're used
to. Yeah.
Right. And just because you're used to it doesn't mean it's even worked in the past, right? Like, it doesn't even work. So, we, you know, once you guys finish IELTS, you get past IELTS, we have other ways for you to continue to increase your fluency, like our Connected Communicator course, right? We have other ways to get you the grammar you need to interact with natives and connect. But that's another phase of your life. Right now, you're in the IELTS phase. Yeah.
Totally. Okay, so let's focus on, guys, what are the definitions? So a 6 for grammar, okay, and for writing and speaking, okay? A 6 is a student who uses some different sentence structures. There's some compound sentences, complex sentences, simple sentences. I would say compound sentences are easy, right? We're just using like and but to join sentences. Easy, you guys can do that. Complex sentences, we need some relative clauses. We need a couple conditionals, all right? So that just right there, boom, that's the variety that you need, all right? So we have some of that, but a 6 student is still making a lot of different mistakes. There might be some simple sentences that are perfect, but when we get more complicated, like with complex and compound sentences, there's going to be more mistakes. All right. So that's a 6 student. And notice, still a lot of mistakes, but none of them are so bad that I can't understand you. Like, you could still make a lot of mistakes and get a 6 for grammar as long as you have some different sentence structures. All right. So that's not hard. Guys, seriously, like, anyone could get a 6 for grammar in writing and speaking, honestly. Yeah. Not hard. Now, a 7, that's why we're saying it's not efficient to focus on grammar, because making that whole band jump from a 6 to a 7 is hard. So, you still have variety, probably the same amount of variety, honestly. Like I said, some complex, compound, simple, nice mix there of variety, but a lot of your sentences are perfect. Okay. So that's the difference between a 6 and a 7. Also, you'll still have some mistakes. But they're not going to be in every sentence. And they might still be like, you'll forget an article there. You might have subject verb agreement issue here. This should be a plural noun. Like, there's still a few different mistakes floating around. Okay. So it's hard, but attainable for sure. But not in the time amount that you have. I would say it would take like a year to go from a 6 to a 7.
Oh my God. And there are other things, right? Just to reiterate that again, there are other things that will increase your score so much faster, right? And just to make sure our listeners get what we're saying here. That's why you could probably increase your score in those 30, 60 days with other things like vocabulary, learning to answer the question fully, strategies rather than improving your grammar, guys. Yeah.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Do you need to increase your IELTS scores? Probably. That's why you're listening. Be like our student Mava, who chose 3 Keys IELTS and went from a 6 to an 8.5 in listening and a 6 to a 7.5 in reading. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and start your road to the results you need. Exactly. I mean, there are very different ways to fulfill that 7 or higher in each category for task 1, for task 2. In each part of the writing exam, there might be varied strategies. So that's why you need someone who knows the test really well in order to tell you exactly what you need to do in each part, because it's different, right? You have to know what the examiner needs to hear. I mean, like, Speaking part 1, part 2, part 3. You have to perform in different ways in each part, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. Okay, what else do we need to know then? So we know about what a 6 student looks like. We know what a 7 student looks like. Have we talked about an 8 student yet?
Not yet. So an 8 student. So this is interesting. And the reason I'm thinking about this today is because I just had a personal coach student yesterday, a 3 key student who he needs an 8 in writing. And so we were just very picky with his writing. And at the end, he's like, could I get an 8 for grammar? And I was like, honestly, you still could, because like he's worried about, because he has a couple like article mistakes, I think. And I was like, no, you still could, because the thing is, an 8 for grammar, guys, wide variety of sentence structures, wider variety than a 6 and a 7. You have a bunch of different ways you're organizing your sentences. Mostly perfect sentences, yes, but you can still have a couple mistakes. And the test calls them is like systematic errors. Like, there's one little grammar catch up, one little catch in your grammar knowledge that is like cemented, but it's only that one thing. So you have a few different mistakes, but it's the same kind of mistakes. So maybe you have 4 mistakes, but it's all articles, or you have 4 mistakes and it's all plural nouns. So if that's the case, then you could get an 8 for grammar. And I think that's interesting, because most people think it has to be perfect.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's never about being perfect. It's about understanding the system, what the examiner wants, and then working towards that in our study plan, right?
Exactly. And getting that personalized feedback, because this student, he needs to get an 8, right? And there were very specific things in each category that he needs to work on before the exam. So his level of English is very, very high, but you can't teach yourself what you don't know. So at some point, guys, it is very useful to touch base with an IELTS professional just to make sure that you're doing what the exam needs you to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we recommend the personal coach plan inside 3 Keys IELTS, guys, because that includes 2 meetings with Jessica. One is a mock speaking test and the other is a writing lesson where, you know, after you've learned those strategies, you come to her and she really finds those ways to increase that score quickly. What you can do. Yeah,
exactly. So guys, if you want to know exactly what the examiner wants from you and how to do that, two parts to that, you have to know how to do it too, then get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, and we also have a review contest going on this month. Yeah. Isn't that right, Jessica? Should we let our listeners know what that's all about?
Totally. So guys, this is awesome. So yeah, you've heard about the personal coach package and how you can get feedback from me, how useful that is. But you know what? You can get 15 minutes on Skype with me for free. F-R-E-E, free, by leaving us a review. Go to iTunes, guys. Leave us a review for this show. We will read your name on the podcast. You'll be famous. And we're going to choose one lucky person at the end of May. And that person will get a free session with me on Skype. Personalized feedback, study plan advice. You know, we'll do as much as we can in that 15 minutes. So go ahead, guys. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review, rate the show, and ask us your IELTS question, because we can also answer that in a podcast episode, like tailored for exactly what your question is about.
Exactly. And guys, be honest in your reviews, right? Let us know exactly what you think about the show, how we can improve it, what you love, maybe what you don't like. And, you know, this is not about getting great reviews. This is just, we want to hear from you guys. Okay.
Exactly.
So whatever you think, just let us know in iTunes. All right. Let's get those reviews, guys. This is awesome.
Awesome. Yay. Reviews.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. Here we go. So we're out of here for today, Jessica. We'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.